Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service, up to $50 per month, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKEBB. That's aarp.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Caitlin McCulloch is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. She sees some strength right now in the feeder cattle market, several reasons why, including dry conditions in several key parts of the United States.
We have a situation where there's a couple of factors weighing in here. For one thing, you have a smaller calf crop, and you have that against a backdrop of potentially stronger demand, beef demand moving forward, which is going to help support the whole supply chain, hopefully, through the next few years. But that tightening cattle supply, the downward trend in the cattle cycle, that should help keep feeder cattle prices elevated. The concern, I guess, we would say, is that you're looking at a drought monitor that is the worst since probably 2012 or 13, that is looking worse and worse across the Midwest. Now, we'll see how much this rain helped at the end of last week, but it's still probably a little too early to tell right now. All those things are probably supportive of feeder cattle prices as opposed to pressuring them. And so even though there's a lot going on, we're still thinking that feeder cattle prices will probably be above a year ago this fall.
Now, speaking of the drought monitor, you're right in our immediate area, not so bad, but you go west or you go north, it gets a lot worse. And that's playing into the reports we're getting of herd liquidation in other parts of the country, including in the North Plains.
We're hearing a lot about cows moving to market, about pairs moving to market because these pastures just can't support the stocking densities that they normally can, and hay is very, very expensive. We have done a few things to react to that. So for one thing, LMIC has revised their forecast. We now have production above a year ago, and that's because of that higher female slaughter, both on the heifer side, it's a little bit stronger than we thought, as well as on the beef cow side. But what that means ultimately is that you're going to have a smaller January 1 number than maybe we were initially thinking. And it's very, very early to project right now. But if this continues, you could easily see something above a 1% decline on January 1. But it's only June and we need the July 1 inventory numbers first. But ultimately, we aren't hearing a lot about producers retaining heifers or trying to build up their herds in a matter of increasing. And so what that means is that you'll have smaller cattle supplies in the next 2 to 3 years still, which overall is going to support those live cattle prices.
Caitlin says one of the things she's watching really closely right now, beef prices and the amount of money that consumers are willing to pay away from home as well as beef at home.
We like to boil it down to more specifically food at home and food away from home. And that was something we watched during the pandemic to see kind of where people were spending money. And now that everything's reopened, it's been interesting to watch, have those dynamics change. Are people spending less food at home in favor of away from home consumption? And what we found in May was that food away from home gained about 3.6% or more. And that's been pretty consistent across the January through April data, and May was actually one of the highest, so it was up 4%, so pretty large year-over-year increase. And the food consumed at home, that value, that index value actually didn't retreat either. And so you have this kind of unique dynamic in that both measures showed a year-over-year increase, and some of that has been because of this price increase. Now, if we look at the all-fresh beef price, which is kind of an aggregate look of what's being sold at the retail level, the all fresh beef price hit the highest level in 10 months at $6.73 a pound in May. That's a USDA ERS published number. And if we think about historically, that's a very high price. So there's only 3 months in the entire data set back to 1987 that were higher than that value, and all three of them were last year. So we're still looking at very high retail beef prices.
Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at superiorlivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117.
And that's our Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.